You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Wow, they just showed you up right there.
I know, right out of the gate. Right out of the gate. The wife is texting me. She's on her way into work. And she is letting me know that she just found out a moment ago that at the company she works for, which is their office is hour and a half up the road. So they're out of range. I can talk about it, I think, without getting her in trouble.
Because the internet doesn't exist and we're not on it.
That is unless the person I'm about to start talking about listens to the show, which they might. But even if not, that's okay. All right? Because it's radio gold. She has just found out that one of her bosses, who is relatively high up in the company, she works for a big company, like an international company. One of the bosses that runs the region, relatively high up in her company, suave dude, suit and tie, wears the Rolex, right? Like he's just always on. Big wrestling guy. Big wrestling fan. And so I told her, I was like, boom, we're about to get you a promotion. You get an invite to a WrestleMania party. I'll go there. I'm going to butter him up with the wrestling talk. You swoop in with how much you love working. We'll get you that promotion. Done and done. She's blown away that this cat, this wildly successful, like, stereotypical executive that runs a Fortune 500 company in every movie you've ever watched, threw a Royal Rumble party last Saturday. She's like, I don't know why I didn't get invited. I'm like, he doesn't know you're a wrestling fan. You just got to tell him. Tell him Drew McIntyre's your guy. You'll be in. Like Flynn, man. We'll get you there.
Do they have a casual day there? Like on Fridays or something? Because she could roll in with some merch.
She works from home on Thursdays and Fridays.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. She's only got to drive up there a couple of days a week. But I told her, I was like, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get you some like gold fish scale shoulder pads. Cody Rhodes style. Roll up in there and hit him with the, whoa.
How about a fake?
He'll be impressed.
Fake neck tattoo. Do that.
All right. We have got a lot more we got to get to here in the 8 o'clock hour of the radio broadcast, and that includes the audio blitz. By the way, I do apologize. Denton Day, who was supposed to join us in the last segment, shot me a text just about a minute before we came back on the air. I should have said this and let you all know that you tuned in to listen, that he is unfortunately not able to make it today. He is working at his real job up in D.C., and they are having calamity, chaos, and catastrophe inside their studios.
Well, that stinks for him.
Yes, it does.
That way he doesn't get to slam the Chiefs again.
Yes, it is.
Way out the door.
Like yeah, he feels bad about it. He will join us next week for a Super Bowl recap after Super Bowl licks down in New Orleans, Louisiana. But we will roll on with the audio blitz. Let's start with this one, the MLB Network's Hot Stove Pod. is a podcast that talks about the baseball off season. I don't know if there is a sport where fans care more about the off season than any other sport. Matt Vasgersian is a host on the Hot Stove Pod, and he was talking about the Atlanta Braves and a relatively quiet offseason for the Bravos. We've been asking all offseason, when are the Braves going to do something? Well, they went and got Jerickson Profar, the 31-year-old outfielder from San Diego, had a career year last year. He talked a little bit about that, but he explained why it is he believes that the Braves are having a quiet offseason. Oh, you have got... So, Matt Vasgersian says that he believes that Alex Anthopoulos and the Bravos are very comfortable with where they are right now. Says that they believe Spencer Strider will be available. Remember Spencer Strider coming off the elbow surgery. The belief has been that Spencer Strider would likely not be available until, you know, a third of the way, maybe later into the season. But according to this report, whether Strider is just ahead of schedule or maybe the rehab's going better than they thought or whatever, the Braves believe that Spencer Strider will be available for them sooner rather than later. And, like, good, great. I don't think, especially with Max Fried splitting town this offseason, I don't think the Braves can make a run even at the National League East, forget the National League as a whole. I don't think the Braves can make a run for the division without Spencer Strider being available for a majority of the season. And of course, you are also working on the assumption that after elbow surgery, I forgot what that body part was called for a second, elbow surgery, that Max Fried, or Spencer Strider, pardon me, again, is going to come back and be the same guy. There's no guarantee he is going to be able to come back and be the same guy. So I don't like this that much. Like, I'm glad that the Bravos are optimistic, but also, he's a GM of the team. What do you think he's going to be like? We suck? We suck. We're bad. We got it. Like, we're not doing it. No, of course not. He's always going to say, "Yeah, we're good with where we are. We like where we are." I'm not. I think the Braves need to do a little bit more. I don't think they're there yet. But according to Matt Vasgersian, he's good with where they are as it stands right now. We'll find out. I want to get to this one. This one is from the Wager Talk podcast, which I found yesterday. There is an interesting trend that has been playing out in the Super Bowl, and it is a trend that is undefeated as of the last 10 times that this trend was set up. And it is a trend that if it goes to 11, means that we have a game on our hands on Sunday. So,
is that true, though? I thought a couple years ago the Chiefs had the first round bye.
Correct, but so did your opponent. It is first round bye against teams that did not have a first round bye. When both one seeds have matched up, or dating back to when the one and the two seed both got a bye, when ones and twos matched up with ones and twos, a team with a bye playing a team without a bye, and I also went and verified this because I'm like, there's no way that's real. Against the spread is 0-10, straight up is 1-9, and the 9 was that wild final pass by the Steelers. Now, the spread number, because you might go, wait a minute, Rob, that doesn't mean the Chiefs are losing. It just means they won't cover. Correct. The spread is 1.5 points.
The spread is 1.5. And here's the other thing, you know, no team's ever won 3 in a row. So, I mean, all those other things are like beneath the main stat that no team's ever won 3 Super Bowls in a row.
Oh, for sure. It's this way.
You're looking for all these other reasons to prove that the Chiefs are not going to win.
No, I don't think
I'm
it's
not talking
that.
About you. I'm talking about other people.
I really think it is more along the lines. And keep in mind, this is from a gambling podcast. And what I can tell you, though, is as somebody who works in the wagertainment industry, at least for me, and I can tell you this is true for Cody Decker. I can tell you it's true for Ryan Horvath because we've had this conversation in the past. All three of us share one thing, which is rule number one, we don't bet on our own team. Because I don't care how good you think you are at it, you are not capable of separating your head and your heart. Very few people are, and I'm not just talking about sports, I'm talking about life in general. Once you establish a belief, it is very hard to act in a way that goes counter to that belief. I don't bet for or against my team because my heart wins that discussion most of the time. But when I talk about any other game from a gambling perspective, I do not care who wins or loses the game. I care about, am I going to win my bet, right? Am I going to cover? Am I going to hit my prop numbers? What am I going to win my bets? And that's why I keep the top on that one. My thought here is, when it comes to this,
my heart is beating fast.
That was close.
Yeah.
That's why I keep the top on that one. The thought here is, I don't bet on trends until a trend becomes overwhelming, and then I bet on the trend with the knowledge that streaks are made to be broken. So this one is kind of interesting to me. This one is kind of interesting to me. 0-10 against the spread are teams playing in the Super Bowl that are coming off of a bye and playing a team that is not coming off of the bye. 0-10 against the spread, 1-9 straight up, and that one was a miracle touchdown on the closing play of the game. So they are quite literally a shoelace away from being 0-10, just straight up, forget the spread number. That is a wild number. And that number plays into this conversation because of the fact, obviously, that the Chiefs had the bye and the Birds did not. But also, you put that up in with the conversation, as Lonzo brought up, that no team, no dynasty has ever three-peated before. What I'm saying here is the Chiefs absolutely can win this game. The Chiefs are favored to win this game. But there is no history that gives a trend that favors the Chiefs. Every bit of NFL history goes against the Kansas City Chiefs, which I think, unless you are buying in, unless you are leaning into the Chiefs conspiracy theories that the refs are influencing games, which a lot of you are, and that's okay. It's your prerogative. Unless you're buying into that conspiracy theory, the Chiefs are playing against every bit of history, and that would make a Super Bowl victory by the Kansas City Chiefs, frankly, that much more impressive. Like Ryan Horvath asked me last night, he's like, what is, if you're in charge of the local paper, what's your headline on Monday for an Eagles victory? What's your headline on Monday for the Chiefs victory? And the reality for me is, if the Chiefs win this game, regardless of how I feel about officiating, which I think has been bad. Again, I know for a fact that the Atlanta Falcons got jobbed out of a win against the Kansas City Chiefs on a no pass interference call that was a textbook call that didn't get made.
I'm glad you went that way because I was going to ask you, the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, but they win on a supposedly bad ref call. Doesn't that further your cause for robo-umps? So shouldn't you be rooting for that? I'm talking about you individually who has decided that this is the thing that needs to happen and you are on the forefront of robo-umps and robo-refs. Shouldn't you want the Chiefs to win because of a bad call?
No, because I want...
Because the outrage, like there isn't already, but the outrage that there would be because of that might actually force the league to move forward with what you think should happen.
No, because what I don't want, I am coming up on 40 years old. If I live to the average age...
Stays are ticking, by the way.
I know. If I live to the average age of Americans... Average age, I have 33 more Super Bowls, okay? In total, 33. I've seen more Super Bowls than I have left to see if I live to the average age.
Is that counting this one?
No. Okay. Well, yeah, no.
I guess so.
I have 34 more Super Bowls.
Wow. I've only got 11. Man.
I have now seen more Super Bowls than I will see before I die. Okay? I want the integrity of the game to be at the forefront. The reason I am Team Robo-Ump is because it's not, in my opinion. I would feel so much better if this game ends and Kansas City wins this game and there is zero conversation about bad calls. Yes, it would probably further delay my desire to see Robo-Umps or at least as much tech as we can get into the game. However, what I want to do is be able to come in here on Monday and have a conversation about how Zoe and me and everyone in the Armada got to witness NFL history. Well, I would love to be able to come here on Monday and open up the phone lines, open up the text line, 844-326-3663, by the way, open right now. Open up the phone line and open up the text line and have conversations with the Armada about how we saw a team, a franchise accomplish something that no NFL fan has ever seen before. Something that, realistically speaking, we may never see again, at least not during my lifetime, statistically speaking. I want to be able to talk about that. If there is a questionable call, I am saying even one of them in this game that seems to benefit the Kansas City Chiefs, you know what I know it. It's all we're going to be talking about on Monday. Not because it's all you and I want to talk about, but it's because that's all the people will be talking about. And we are, if nothing else, men of the people. So we'll see how it plays out. But no, I want to have a high integrity Super Bowl. It's the biggest game of the year. If we don't have a high-integrity Super Bowl, we don't have a high-integrity league. And at the end of the day, I want that more than I want anything else. All right, when we come back, I got a couple more clips for you before we get up out of here. Rob Alonso and you, the Rob Brown Show, the Fan Upstate.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Always. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, the Rob Brown Show on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate, Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. 844-326-3663 is the number to be a part of the show. That's the number to call. That's the number to text to jump on board. You can also join us on the live stream, facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, the Fan Upstate on YouTube, search and subscribe, or the Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch. That's how you can watch the show. Join Scotty from BMW, Kane, the P1 Armada Elitist, our boy Joey B, Trey is up in here, Steven is up in here. Who else we got up in here? We got Strapping Fluctuation, Jacob, all in the chat this morning. So if you want to join us on the live stream, the Fan Upstate on YouTube and Facebook, the Rob Brown Show on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. We do all 4 hours of the show live every day. And if you're not in a place to stream, you got to get out of the car, grab the Odyssey app, AUDACY. It is free. Grab the Odyssey app, put it on all of your digital devices. Here's what I want you to do, because I'm about to potentially make your life very good. I want you to go to the Odyssey app. I want you to register on the Odyssey app. Again, it's free. Then, once you're in the Odyssey app, I want you to search The Fan Upstate. I want you to go to the Fan Upstate's page on the Odyssey app, and I want you to click the Listen Live button. You click the Listen Live button, and you listen for 60 minutes. your name is automatically entered into our Slam Dunk in Vegas competition. And all you have to do to enter is listen to the Fan Upstate on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes. A winner is going to receive a grand prize that will fly them and three people of their choice out to Las Vegas, Nevada. It is going to put you up in accommodations in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Circa, as a matter of fact, which is a phenomenal, phenomenal hotel. On top of airfare and accommodations at the Circa Resort and Casino, you're also going to get the opportunity to go hang at Stadium Swim. Now, I have not been to Stadium Swim. It didn't exist last time I went to Vegas. My Saturday co-host, Cody Decker, every time he goes to Vegas to work, that's where he hangs out. He has sent me photos of Stadium Swim in the past. It's incredible. Big old pool party, bars and restaurants all around it, a football-sized digital TV, and if there's a sporting event happening anywhere on planet Earth that has a camera pointed at it, they're going to throw it up there. And since you are going to be there during the first two rounds of the college basketball championship tournament, you will be able to watch those games live on the biggest television you'll ever see in your life at Stadium Swim. And if all of that wasn't enough, every single person, you and your three of choice, are getting $5,000. You're getting 20 grand to split up between you and your three travel buddies. Supremium Sports viewing destination, Las Vegas, Nevada, round trip airfare, accommodations at Circa Resort and Casino, and 20K. All you got to do is go to the Odyssey app, listen to the Fan Upstate page for 60 minutes, and you are automatically entered for your chance to win in this national competition. We wish you the best of luck. And oh, by the way, if you do win, you're just going to automatically become a correspondent on the show from Las Vegas. That's what's going to happen. Texture said football-sized digital TV seems pretty small. Yeah, football field-sized. That's on me. You are correct. Be a lot of people huddled around a football-sized TV. It is a football size, and I don't know that it's exactly a football field size. Just know it's, as they say where I grew up, bigger than hail. All right? That TV's bigger than hail is what it is. So go to the Odyssey app, listen to the Fan Upstate page, get your 60 minutes in, and automatically be entered to win an incredible trip. Greg McElroy had something to say about your Clemson Tigers. Greg McElroy says he believes that the Clemson Tigers may be entering natty or bust territory. Now, I did have one thought before we get into whether or not the take is right, which it is, and I don't disagree. I do have this question that I would ask Mr. Greg McElroy, who, by the way, I think has actually become a pretty good broadcaster. Honestly, I think Greg does a good job. Greg McElroy, what does or bust mean? What does or bust mean? I mean, if or bust simply means any season that doesn't result in a national championship, which I think, as much as I'm glad there are more teams able to participate now, I think it's going to be harder than ever before to win a national championship. I genuinely think if we see repeat winners, which the Ohio State Buckeyes, I believe, are odds-on favorites to win next year's Natty.
Why?
Because you got a real good football team.
But no coaching staff. That's a concern.
You got Ryan Day?
I know.
If Ohio State repeats, I think it'll be a small miracle. Okay? I think with a 12-team playoff, and it's only going to get more difficult when they expand it, and they will expand it. But with a 12-team playoff, and with the amount of money that we are seeing going around to coaching staffs now, Ohio State lost Jim Knowles, their defensive coordinator, over to Penn State for a salary of over $3 $1,000. That is for a coordinator, not a head coach, a coordinator. With the amount of money that schools are willing to begin or have begun and are willing to throw around nowadays, I think, much like happens in the NFL, a team wins a Super Bowl, and what happens? Every single player who participated in that journey is getting money thrown at them. If you are the coordinator of a Super Bowl, hell, not even winning, appearance team, your name is automatically put onto the list of hot coaching prospects. Kellen Moore is being considered the last standing coaching prospect and probably will be the coach of the, not my, New Orleans Saints next year. And it is going to be because the Eagles are under his offensive leadership in a Super Bowl once again. College football is throwing around fat stacks right now to coordinators, $3.2 million. I don't know where on the spectrum Tom Allen's salary at Clemson is. I do know, and there were some other factors. His kids live in the Carolinas, so he's a lot closer to his kids, and I'm sure that's a massive deal. But I suspect he ain't getting chump change from Dabo's staff, right? He ain't getting chump change. So I think it's going to be real hard to repeat moving forward. And therefore, my question for Greg McElroy would be, if you're going to say next year is natty or bust for Los Tigres, what is the or bust? Fire Dabo Swinney because he doesn't win a natty? It's not easy to do. Retool the entire program because you don't win a natty? It's going to be harder to do. I want to know what Greg McElroy considers or bust. However, I will say the points that he made about why it's or bust are pretty good. Are pretty good. Let's take a break. Alton Brown, you know, the TV chef, he had a string of hot food takes yesterday that I want to get to. I'm going to see if Lonzo's on board or not. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. Be a part of the show. 844-326-3663. That's the number to call the show. That's the number to text the show. 844-326-3663. You can shoot me a text at the Rob, or a tweet, pardon me, at the Rob Brown Show. You can shoot Zoe a tweet at Lonzo on Word. You can get at everybody, myself, the great one Lonzo, Cole Bryan, or Kerosene at the Fan Upstate on X. If you want to come at us in that direction, you are welcome to do so. And of course, you can email me, rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. If you want to check in with us there, you are welcome to do so. Working on Mark Benetti, voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. We will hopefully have him join us here in just a couple of minutes today. Been a rough day. Been a rough day for guests so far today, but that's all right. We are going to pull through as the Greenville Swamp Rabbits are on a long road trip. They are up in, or were up in Cincinnati for a couple of days. They were in Indianapolis for a couple of days. Then they had to leave in on a jet plane and get themselves down to South Florida as they take on the Florida Everblades in a three-game set this weekend. They'll be on the road one more time in Atlanta next Wednesday afternoon, and then the Bits will return to the well next weekend for a three-game home stand. It'll be good to have the boys back at the well and a really big weekend of games coming up, but the Bunnies right now, bit of a heater with a couple of back-to-back dubs over the weekend, including for the first time and Greenville Swamp Rabbit history. Back-to-back Hatties from a young man by the name of Tate Singleton, which if you haven't come out and seen this kid play, you're missing out. He's lightning on skates. And I know a guy who was in the building for both of those back-to-back Hatties on the road. The guy who was electricity on the mic when it happened. The man that is the voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Joining us now from parts unknown, the legend himself, Mark Benetti, here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. What's up, you road warrior?
So two notes here. First and foremost, lightning on the mic. I've never heard that one before, and I think that has to be probably one of the best tire pumps I've ever received in my career. Parts unknown, I am in Fort Myers, Florida, not too far away from your favorite city in Florida, but nonetheless, that's where I am right now as we get set for what's going to be an absolute gauntlet this week against the three-time defending champs.
First off, absolutely lightning on the microphone, Mark Benetti. That's why we have you on the show, because of that exact reason. We got to have somebody that matches the juice, the gas, the electricity. You're the guy, man. So I stand by that. Number two, before we talk Bunnies hockey getting set for a gauntlet this week that wraps up with another roadie next Wednesday, how are you holding up, pal? Because I imagine the miles are on the tires by now for you.
Well, literally, too, because I'm driving a 15-seat passenger van for the guys between the hotel and the rink, both from Indy and from Fort Myers here. So, yeah, the mileage is racking up, certainly, but it's been great. I mean, you know, you take opportunities like this, you take road trips like this as a chance to bond and come together as a team and all of these great things that the road can give you. Obviously, competitive hockey, a couple of new environments here and there with Cincinnati and Indy, a place you know all too well, but is the only time you're coming to, in the likes of Fort Myers here against the Everblades. So, you know, it's an opportunity. You know, we talked about it last week when we were in Cincinnati. You're basically forced to be with each other. So you have no choice but to grow together and bond together and do things together. And sometimes that works out swimmingly where you get to become a better team together. And that's exactly what happened. You know, the Swamp Rabbits got punched in the mouth a little bit against Cincinnati, despite a great start to the game, and then came storming back with a heck of a response that they needed. And things are great for them. So a lot of mileage thus far. We can see the finish line, but you can't focus on the finish line right now because you've got a tough task ahead tonight. Get through that, have an off day tomorrow and a team meal, and then go right back to it for two.
I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to ask you. We did spend quite a bit of time talking last week about the concept of the road mentality. You're out, you're away from the comfort zone. Really, all you have to lean on in strange and hostile surroundings is each other. So as a dude who has spent more time with the boys than anybody except perhaps Coach Mountain, how do you feel about that? Do you can you see that development has happened? Did it take a little while? Kind of what's the experience been like?
I do, absolutely. And, you know, Coach Mountain will be the first guy to tell you the next time you have him on that it all starts in practice, right? And after that game in Cincinnati, practice was tough. Practice was directed. It was pointed. And it was, hey, guys, we failed in these areas. We need to succeed in these areas. So this is what we're going to work on. And they use that opportunity of that togetherness while away from home to make that work. And so they put in a couple of really tough shifts in practice, knowing full well that they had to step some things up, that you have to find a way to play consistently on the road because it is very difficult. You're in, you know, you're a stranger in a strange land. You're in a hostile environment. You're far away from home, far away from your support. You have to find a way to at least build some sustained consistency, as redundant as that sounds, when you're playing away from home. Obviously, when you're at home, it's so much more comfortable, but you have to find a way to overcome that challenge of where are you playing, who are you playing against, can you shut out the noise, and can you put together a strong 60 minutes? And that's exactly what the team was able to do. So it started in practice, and I got to see that firsthand. You know, the vibes were great. It was tough. There were difficult conversations, but the vibes were good. They were positive, and they clearly moved forward. And when they stick to what they needed to be successful with, it worked, tremendously worked. And that was a hot Indy team that the Swamp Rabbits played over the weekend. They had won three straight, had points in four straight coming into Friday night, and then allowed back-to-back hat tricks and almost got shot out on Saturday. So it was great to see them come together, and now it's lather, rinse, repeat. You got to do it all over again starting tonight.
Mark Benetti, voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits here on the Rob Brown Show. I do want to flip to talk about those games in retrospect, but you just brought up something that I'm kind of curious about, Benetti, and that's those practices. When I was growing up within my family, my dad was big on, hey, we're a team, we're a team. We have each other's backs, we're a team. But sometimes, Mark Benetti, the team gets a little sideways, and you got to have what we call in our family the old come to Jesus meeting. You got to sit down and get brutally honest with each other. Is that kind of the mentality in that locker room of, hey, we're all here, we're boys, but like we got to kind of take some accountability for what's been happening?
I don't know if I would call it a full-on come-to-Jesus meeting, and believe me, I've been a part of many of those in my life, and I've seen many of those in the ECHL in my time to the point where coaches break stick tables, yada, yada, so on and so forth. But I think it was just a stern discussion of, hey, guys, like we know when we play the right way, we're borderline unbeatable. And I know that we're going to have some of our best nights of hockey.
That's a perfect time for that to happen. We'll see if we can. We lost you there for a second, but Eddie, pick us back up where you were. Yeah, borderline unbeatable.
Yeah, so when you play the right way, you're borderline unbeatable. And so when it comes down to, you have to find a way to play consistently at your best and play it the right way. There are nights where you're going to play your best and lose, and there are nights where you're going to play your worst and sometimes win. But more often than not, you play at your best, you put yourself in the best spot to win, versus if you're not playing dedicated to playing the right way, playing the hard way, making the hard choice. And so I think that's what the discussion was. It's, look, when we play hard, when we forecheck, when we play physical, we're good as anybody in the league, and they have to keep up with us at that point. It was physical dictation, really, that was the mindset of the conversation, and then it played out full on for two games. And so now the challenge is, can you do it for a third against a different opponent who just for the first time all season lost back-to-back games this last weekend? And you know they're going to come out with a response because they don't want to make it three in a row for the first time all year. So I'm excited to see how they rise to that and keep it going.
Talk to me a little bit about Tate Singleton, man with back-to-back hat tricks, first time in the history of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits that has happened. The guy spent some time up in Ontario. You could obviously see a lot of promise, a lot of talent under the skates of Tate Singleton. What a weekend he had, ECHL Player of the Week, and looks to continue the heater.
Yeah, he, as Coach Mountain said post-game on Saturday, he's a dog. Tate has a motor that I think is virtually unmatched in this league. He's 5'9", he plays like he's 6'9", he is 190 pounds, plays like he's 220, and flies like lightning. The guy, that is the embodiment of how this team needs to play. Be hard on pucks, be hard in the corners, be tough to play against in every realm, and have a little bit of skill and flair to your game too. His shot was on fire this last weekend. It seemed that any time he put the puck on net, it was going in. It was going past the goaltender. And so, it's sometimes you don't know how to explain being in the zone like that, but being able to watch it from afar those last two games was absolutely incredible. I mean, you think of some of the players that have come through the Road Warriors and Swamp Rabbits over the last 15 years that have pulled off multiple hat tricks in a season, but never in back-to-back nights. And since the record of three consecutive hat tricks was tied in 1997 in this league, Tate has now been the 15th one in position to try and tie that record. So I'm excited to see if he can do it tonight. Of course, the task is very tall coming up against Florida to do it. But, man, what a way to put yourself in the record books for forever if you could, doing it again tonight, become the fifth player in ECHL history to go three games in a row with a hat trick.
And you mentioned doing it on the road against the Florida Everblades. Benetti, I've said for a while, like, the South Carolina Stingrays are obviously the cross-state rival of the Bunnies, but over the past couple of years, these Everblades that play big, play physical, they're going to hit you on or off the puck, they're going to get away with everything that they can, have kind of become a bit of a long-range rival for the Rabbits. So how big would it be to go down there tonight, Friday, and Saturday, and maybe snag two or three away from them?
It would be gigantic. And, you talk about a turning point in a season. You talk about one moment that you can look back on as something that vaulted you to get to where you wanted to go, or just brought out the best in your team. That's exactly what this stage of the road trip has the potential to be. You get a win tonight, and you're never going to settle for anything, but if you get a win tonight, that's gigantic. It's three in a row on the road, longest winning streak in just about a month. It's an opportunity to take down the absolute top dog in the league. It's a chance to really solidify that, hey, we're committed to playing physical, we're committed to playing hard, committed to making the tough choice on the ice. And if we can do that against a team where you know hellfire is going to rain on you from every direction, that speaks a lot to me. You also have to realize that we talked about it last week, Rob, that this is the point in the season where teams get smoking red hot or freezing ice cold. And if you can keep the stretch coming up right now, go 3 in a row, maybe go 4 in a row, maybe take 4 out of 5, or overall in these last 2 weeks, take 4 or 5 out of 6. I mean, that would be absolutely incredible. You'd come back into that one-off against Atlanta and then into Stick It to Cancer, Stomper's Birthday, and Greenville Hockey Heritage Day with the most puffed out chest in the league, just riding the lightning and having fun doing it. So, but again, it all comes back to playing the game the right way. The team proved that they could do it back-to-back nights. Can you do it for a third in a row? Can you forecheck hard? Can you hunt pucks? Can you not fly by your opponent? Can you finish every check and really make it known that you're there meaning business?
Mark Benetti, voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. We talk bits of hockey every Wednesday at 8:40. Again, 3-game set tonight, Friday, Saturday on the road at Florida. Next Thursday, a one-shot game against Atlanta, and then back at the well for a Saturday-Sunday setup. As we get to Saturday, Sunday, Monday against Wheeling Nailers. Build a little electricity, build a little fan excitement. Mark Benetti, my guy, you are lightning on the mic. You are a legend. Great job. Enjoy the call tonight. I'll enjoy listening, pal.
Thanks, Rob. Take care, bud.
Anytime. Mark Benetti, voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. When we come back, final hour of the show, Super Bowl licks talk, including all the weird props that, you know, we love to talk about. You know what else we love? When Lonzo does a sports flash.
Ooh, we're going to talk about Tay-Tay time.
Tay-Tay time.
Tay-Tay time. The Clemson basketball team, hours after being left outside of the top 25 in the AP poll, dropped an 89-86 overtime game against Georgia Tech last night. Tigers were led by Chase Hunter's 28 points and Ian Shefflin's 23, but got just 10 points off of the bench. Tech out-rebounded the Tigers and were better from the field, shooting over 42%. To Clemson's 36%. If the Chiefs win on Sunday, the possibility of a four-peat stays alive after head coach Andy Reid announced yesterday he has no plans to step away from football. The 67-year-old Reid coached 14 seasons in Philadelphia before joining the Chiefs in 2013 and says he plans on at least one more year in Kansas City. Hey, tune in tonight at 6:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the Western Carolina Catamounts. It's Furman versus Western Carolina right here on your home for Furman Paladins basketball. It's us. It's here. It's the Fan Upstate.